I don't know why I'm yelling. I am here with Davino, of course. Can't get this kid to not come anymore. I don't know.
Keith, how are you? Oh.
And Keith's here as also.
Keith, how are you?
My brother Keith is here.
I'm fucking great.
Keith's over here drinking a beer and fucking eating Cheetos. That's nice.
I kiss you on
it's
the lips.
American diet, Joe.
The American diet.
The beer says America on it.
The beer does say America. What? Okay. The beer does say America on it.
It says America,
yeah. This is just land a stupid of the free. Thing, but
they made that beer more hick.
You know Cheetos? Like, you ever see a cheetah?
Keith, go ahead. Where are you going? With this? Please tell me.
Their balls.
Wait, what?
Say what?
Their balls are fucking orange.
Whose balls?
You're a liar.
A cheetah's balls.
You're looking at cheetah dick.
Wait, a cheetah's balls. Cheetah's balls are orange?
Yes.
Tony,
can you
the
fucking stop knocking
sorry,
that?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
A cheetah's balls are orange?
By the way, you're fucking screaming.
I'm sorry.
There's no such thing as orange cheetah balls.
I'll look it up.
He's talking about an actual cheetah.
An actual cheetah.
I know. I don't believe that shit. I've seen cheetahs in the wild.
Are orange.
Google that.
Okay.
I want to know.
I've seen cheetahs.
You've never seen a cheetah.
So? How do you know?
I wouldn't know. How do you know? That's what I want to know.
Saw it on Facebook.
There's a picture on Facebook circulating like...
Facebook is fictional sometimes.
Like for balls? Like for cheetah balls? Whatever. Why the fuck are we opening talking about this?
Yo, it's I can't. My fucking internet sucks.
Excuses.
Love cheetah balls.
Yeah, excuses. Look.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
I need to get some fucking Wi-Fi in here. But Fios doesn't come here, so you know what?
Are you serious?
Fine. Yeah, they don't
it's
get in
It's by our house, here. Isn't it?
Yeah, but not
good
here.
Man.
Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, the reason why Keith is here, we'll get into you in a second. Yeah, but
are
Keith
we gonna get
is,
into this?
Keith is here because I want him to tell a story. Well, I'm gonna tell the
I'm
story.
I'm the only reason. It's the only no. reason I'm here.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell the story, and then I just want you to explain yourself because it makes no sense.
I'm excited for this, Joe.
So Davino doesn't know. So the other day, where the hell was I? Oh, I was out. I was out. I was gone for the weekend. No one's home, right? So Keith decides he's gonna go out with my brother and my cousin. My cousin and my brother are.
Oh my God! He was right.
Cheetah balls.
Let me see there. They are orange.
They're bright orange.
No, that's
what the
fake.
Fuck?
That has
they're
to
bright
be
bright orange. Man.
They're bright orange.
Yo,
nuts.
That's fake.
How is that?
That looks photoshopped. I could do that too.
Wait, what did you?
That looks like puffs.
He searched cheetah balls.
That looks like
dude. That's
puffs.
Cheetah balls.
It does. It looks like cheese puffs.
You want to put cheetah nuts?
It says this.
Yeah, you know why? You know why the fucking cheetahs? Sorry, the Cheetos balls. You know how they fucking sell
Yo,
that shit?
You're gonna,
you know why
you mean to tell me that's
because
not
because a cheetah's balls are orange. It was just a joke.
Or you mean, cheese is orange, you dumb
you
bitch.
You mean to tell me that's not fiction?
Joe, you could dye cheese whatever you want.
I
want to
hear the story. Let's go. Anyway, carry on.
So Keith goes out drinking. And, you know, we've said this before that sometimes when Keith gets really drunk, his bladder just goes, I don't know what's going on.
You gotta pee.
And pee goes everywhere, right?
Yeah.
See?
So... there's been times where he like falls asleep and then he pees himself in his sleep, which is understandable. Like drunk people do that sometimes, you know?
I evolved.
I think 90%.
I evolved from that.
So now Keith has graduated.
What?
To a new level.
Yeah.
What happens?
Please, what are you doing? Right? So here's what, this, yeah, a new level. It's called please, why did you do this? So he was walking, so he was really drunk and he was walking home.
It's 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
Don't piss in public in Astoria.
So,
shit.
Listen. So he's walking home and he has to pee really bad. And he doesn't want to pee outside.
Why?
Because he's afraid. Because
he thought of me, right?
He doesn't want to be labeled as a sex offender.
No, you need 3 strikes, bro. I already have one.
Told you.
I told you.
And I wasn't. You know what's crazy? I wasn't even peeing when I got caught. I was about to, and then they whoop whoop. I was like, yes. And it wasn't even out. It wasn't even out of my pants.
Your dick was in?
It was in. I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Were
but
you
I was
unzipped
like,
or unbuckled?
I was unzipped, but I was scared because I was 17 and I was drunk underage. And he's like, you want to go in for
that
being
was right
drunk underage
deli,
or do
right?
you want to summons for public urination?
No, I was there.
Yeah, not thinking public urination will catch up to me one day. If I piss in public 2 more times, I'm a sex offender. Fuck that.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
I went to court with my mom for that one. She hated me. I was a baby.
So anyway, Keith's like, I don't want to pee outside because I don't want to be a sex offender, right?
3 strikes, kid.
And so what does he do?
I don't even
What's the alternative? You just pissed your pants.
It wasn't like that. No. It wasn't like, no. You know what? I don't want to fucking pee outside. I'm just going to piss in my pants. No, it wasn't. It was, all right, I'm going to try to hold it and then get...
Keith had an accident.
Get home. Yeah.
It's all right.
So as I went home, as I'm walking home, I'm probably a block away from my house.
Did you wet your shoes?
Hold on.
Damn.
As I'm...
Yeah, I wouldn't know how much piss. Yeah.
It was like Noah's Ark.
Did you stop and let it go, or you just kept walking?
I kept walking. It happened a block away from my house.
So go ahead. Dumb tell it.
Happened a block away from my house. So now...
Couldn't run?
Would you shut up?
Yep.
Tell us what happened.
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
Fucking... I really had to go, and like a little came out.
Ooh.
And like, you know how like I tried to like hold it.
Yeah.
It burns.
Did you grab the tip?
No, I didn't
pinch the tip.
No, yeah. I didn't kink it. I do that. No, I didn't kink the dick. No.
Sometimes you have
First
to do
all,
that.
Never pinch the tip. Ooh. When you have to pee.
I pinch.
Very damaging.
Yeah.
That hurts.
You why pinch your tip all the time?
Why would you pinch your tip?
I pinch the shaft.
Don't pinch the shaft. Pinching the shaft.
Sometimes I grab the whole thing.
No, this kid's out of his fucking mind.
You're weird.
Pinching your shaft?
That's not safe.
You're over there putting a kink in the hose?
Yeah, that's bad.
Dude, no wonder you pee. Dude, this kid pees. Oh my God. The door could be closed upstairs. He goes upstairs into the bathroom, door closed. I can hear him pissing, and it's like, it's fucking.
Like a machine gun, right?
Dude, a lot of force.
Like that?
A lot of force. You're pinching the fucking shaft?
You have some nerve.
Is that
who
really
are
bad?
You?
Is that that bad?
Your dick's probably all disheveled, all Ooh. Fucked up.
It kind of is.
The other day, I thought I had kidney stones.
Yeah, because you overreact to everything. You're a hypochondriac.
I'm sorry.
He's like, I have kidney pain. I'm like, okay, whatever. He's like, yeah, I have kidney stones now. I'm
drink,
like, no, you don't.
I drink too much.
Oh, by the way, but can I tell the fucking story?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Do
we
it.
Gone all right. Track.
Sorry.
The floor is yours.
So now I'm a block away from the house.
Yeah.
Little comes out. Hits like by my knee area.
Wait,
that's a little?
Time out. Were you wearing shorts?
No, I was wearing
God
like
bless
somewhat
you.
Tight jeans. They weren't skinny jeans.
So
though.
How does the pee hit your knee unless your
that's
dick
not
is
a little.
Fucking
yeah.
12 inches long?
Like the size of this mic.
A little bit hit my ankle.
It was like a, it was a JFK shot.
Oh, okay. So
wow,
it went
direct.
Through. It, let's just be clear
wow.
here.
Wow.
You yeah. don't have a foot long dick.
No.
Okay, good.
It's
Who
close,
knows?
But it's not.
So
you.
It, you, wow.
Yeah, like
so
size,
some
size of this mic.
Some pee hit your some pee hit your knee.
Yeah,
and that was
like
your
close
sign.
To it. It wasn't there.
Okay, right,
right. So now I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to hold it. Now I'm walking faster, which was a great idea. And as I do that, then like legit half of it came out.
A good pitcher.
So now I have. So now I'm like, I'm like pretty decently soaked.
Wait, but did your shoes get wet?
No.
That's how you know it was a bad time.
No.
No?
Right, pretty decently got soaked.
Okay.
So now, at this point, I really still had to go, but I was like, I already fucking pissed myself.
Yeah.
Might as well just
yeah.
let the whole thing out.
Of course,
out.
Yeah. Do it.
So I did.
So you just, wait, did you stop and just like, fuck it? You just stood there until
no,
all the
I
piss was
done? No, I kept walking, peeing.
You're walking and pissing?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, dude.
No, no. It was a commitment.
You can't just walk it. Tovino, get your fucking Snapchat.
Oh, no.
But the whole thing is, this isn't even the funniest part of this whole night.
Here we go.
Right? So, like, I pissed myself a lot.
Right. You're soaked at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, you took a dip
like the
in the
only
pool.
Thi- yeah. The only right. thing that isn't happening is my shoes are squeaking as I'm walking.
Right. Cannonball
sucks.
Into piss.
Was anybody awake?
No, no, no. It's 3 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Right, so now I get inside.
I would have got butt naked in front of the house. I would have done that. Safe keeping.
I get in my house. I go upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then Shannon's like, you have to... I'm like, I'm not sleeping in your room because Charlie was already in Shannon's room. She's like, all right, so you got to go downstairs and shut off the air conditioner. So I was like, all right, fine. So now I get downstairs.
Still covered in
Still
piss.
Still pissed.
Yes. Right, so now I get to your room.
Tell me, were they black jeans?
No, they were gray.
Ooh.
So there was an obvious stain.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon's?
Well, at this point, they're probably black from it being soaked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, good. Go ahead.
So now I'm in your room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, might as well take off the piss pants.
Right.
So I take them off.
In my room.
Yeah. But
Thank
look,
you.
I don't remember taking them off.
Where are they?
I remember the idea, let's take them off.
What did you do with the pants? I want to know.
I want to know too.
Because yeah. Are they there still?
I sleep in that room.
No, yeah. They're in the back room.
Are they still wet?
No, they probably dry. Hopefully they dried by now.
It's like an urban myth. Those pants are still wet to this day.
Yeah.
So now, like I said, I remember the idea. Let's take them off. Don't remember taking them off.
Right.
Right?
He slept with so his now, feet, didn't he?
I woke up next morning. It's like it. 9 in the morning.
Damn it.
I wake up. I am completely naked.
Mm.
I'm not wearing socks.
Wish I was there for that.
Not even socks?
Shirt. Nothing.
What about, was it like, comfortable?
Completely.
Was it comfortable? Just,
Did you have like a bracelet on at
was
least?
Was the AC on?
Yeah, I had the green bracelet.
Oh, so
bracelet,
we had the bracelet. Okay, right. We had some
glasses or no glasses? On. Was no, the AC on?
I don't sleep with my glasses. Was yes,
AC? All right, AC that's a comfortable on. Fucking sleep if you ask me.
Yeah.
Shit, covers?
At least you had a bracelet on, thank God.
Cuddle? Did you cuddle?
He wasn't completely naked. He had a bracelet.
Was a dog in bed with you?
Hold on a second. Poor thing. I had no clothes on.
Right.
Which
what
means.
Naked, that's what naked means.
Keith. I understand. But this means I took all of my clothes off
and walked
in
upstairs.
Your room and just walked around the house like there was no fucking.
Yeah, yo, you're reckless.
Care in the
10
world.
Inch dick just dangling.
Yeah.
Pissing on both knees.
Yeah.
You're wild.
Whale dick swinging.
Was Shannon in her room sleeping?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God my dog wasn't around this fucking.
He probably would have bit it off.
Wow. Dick. The way you said that was like you were fantasizing about
sorry,
it.
Sorry, no, I wasn't.
You're on timeout. You're not allowed to talk for 10
bit
minutes.
Bit it off. Okay.
So you woke up completely naked.
Yeah.
Was
and
sorry.
That's what that.
Did
like,
you pee again? In
no.
your bed?
No.
Well, that's good news.
That's why I said I evolved from pissing bed to peeing while walking.
Now, let me ask you an important question.
I got a PUI.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you an important question, okay?
This is definitely.
I'm so excited for this question.
Which would you prefer? Like a bed pee? Middle of the night bed pee? Or I'm awake and I'm peeing my pants?
I'd rather pee my pants awake.
Right. I think I'd rather pee my pants awake as well.
Yeah, me too. I want to know what's going on.
No, I want to wake up into a nice
I
environment.
I used to wake up. Like, because I still wear rubber sheets.
You don't wear rubber sheets.
You know what I meant. They're on my bed. Because in case it just goes through, I don't want it soaking the mattress.
Time out. There's such thing as rubber sheets?
Of course there is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I want to see them.
No, not... Listen, this kid's thinking like...
Yeah, it's like a standard...
It's like a thin rubber thing that goes over, and then your sheet goes over it. So you don't feel the rubber.
I still need to see this.
It's a rubber, dick. You've never seen rubber? Go look at a tire. I don't know why I'm yelling. I'm why so sorry. Yelling?
But
I don't
again,
know. I got really angry.
The reason
shit.
I had the rubber sheets... The reason I have the rubber sheets was my mom bought them because I had to keep fucking cleaning my mattress afterwards.
This kid's dick gets hammered when he gets drunk. Yeah.
Your
crazy.
Dick has a new mind.
He's like
yo,
fuck
Keith,
it, dude. I don't
fuck,
care.
Fuck you, Keith. I'm going to piss, man. I'm going to do this and you're going to care.
Yeah, my dick's been sober.
No,
because
yo, I used to wake up in the, like, this was the worst time. The worst one I ever pissed my, pissed myself.
Oh, boy.
Was I got really bad. I was so drunk. So seeing like double.
Mm.
I get home. I go to bed, whatever. I wake up. I was fully clothed, which means I had shoes, socks, the whole fucking
jacket.
Shit. Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that cold.
There was piss on you, wasn't there?
I woke up. My jeans were soaked all the way to my socks.
So you fell in the puddle.
Hold on.
You fell in the snow?
All the way to my socks. My shirt soaked. My head, the what? Back of my head was still wet.
Oh, you were sweating?
And my pillow
you
was just
flu?
Fucking drenched.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Oh my
How
God.
Much do you have to drink to pee that much?
I don't know.
A glass of milk.
It was an un-okay amount of pee.
It was damn, like Keith. Someone threw a brick at a fish tank that was hovering over his bed.
Like, I could have filled up OD. Two toilets with all of this.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yo,
right?
I've
that's a ton of piss.
But look, the worst part of it all, besides cleaning it up, was it was usually like in the summer when I was like drinking. So I had the air conditioner on. So now I'm freezing. I wake up just shivering because I'm fucking...
Covered in piss.
What the fucking...
And my blanket's
he's,
soaked.
He got
everything's
the, he's going to get a piss flu. He's going to get a piss flu.
Yeah, you can get sick from your own piss, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah. Death by piss.
You can't have that. You could have had hypothermia.
I can't lie to you. I've been drunk.
No, I wouldn't have got pneumonia.
I've
fluid in your lungs. It's already coming out of my pee hole.
I've gotten drunk so many times, and I've just never done that. Like, I've come home, and my parents record me on the toilet throwing up, saying things like, I have herpes and shit. Swear to God. My dad has a video of me saying, yo, I hooked up with three girls tonight. I'm pretty sure I have herpes. I'll show you. He has the video. My parents laugh at me. I'm like, yeah, I don't know who I hooked up with.
Did I tell you I was sitting in his house like the day before, the day we're flying from Vegas?
That was funny.
His mom comes out. It's 3 a.m.
She has no filter either.
And his mom goes, yeah, I'm really worried about Anthony because, you know, sometimes he goes out. He doesn't even know who he fucks. She said that to me.
Yeah, bro.
And I didn't know how to react. I'm like, It happens.
I'm like, yo.
I'm like, Davina, you are incredibly open with your mom.
Yeah. No, I tell her everything. She knows exactly who I fuck.
Well, you're probably they have to
walk past my parents first. My mom was like, sometimes my mom was like, damn, like, why? I swear to God, her and my aunt, they're like, dude.
Well, that was a regret.
You picked up.
Like, you fucked up.
You could do better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Play my dad's chill about it, but my mom will be like, nah, chill.
Nah. Anyway, let's real quick
get
into
this. Your dad's like, tell her.
I want to talk about it. Go ahead.
Real quick, let's just get into this.
Excited about this
sponsorship.
One.
We're back with Blue Apron.
Woo!
I love to cook.
Yelling again.
I love to cook.
Don't know why. If you don't know what Blue Apron is, you sign up for Blue Apron, basically what this company will do is they will send you a package in the mail periodically, and there's tons of ingredients in there. Fresh food. They have fucking freezers on the bottom of it. And it just keeps everything fresh.
Portable freezers?
Shut up. Yeah, no, it's like ice packs, you dickhead.
I'm sweating.
I said that wrong. But anyway, so they send you all the ingredients and they send you instructions on how to make certain meals. And it's like legit meals, healthy
things. Have you cooked them? Are they good?
I have cooked. First of all, my mom's obsessed with them. She's always like, I'm making a Blue Apron tonight. And I'm like, okay, Ma, we get it. So
it's food for two. Though.
Is it small?
Yeah, it's food for
two. No, but you can set it up where you want either food for two or food for the family.
Like, there's a bunch of things
to pick. But they give
I looked at the website. I just need to order it.
Yeah, dude, we were getting like Middle Eastern chicken and chickpea stew. That's awesome. Like, I don't even know what Middle Eastern chicken. I don't even know what that is.
It was
tofu?
Good.
Was it tofu?
It was good though.
It's not like, you know, fucking shitty.
I looked in your
lunchroom
box.
Bullshit.
Balls.
I looked in the box and I was like, damn, that's some good shit.
Yeah, everything's labeled. It's like, dude, down to salt and pepper.
That's
they send you everything.
They
that's
send you a potato.
Cool.
Yeah, like a whole fucking potato.
Whole potato.
Just random shit.
Farm eggs.
And it's less than $10 a meal, and it's the highest quality standards. Okay. Anything you want. So
totally
it's
worth it.
New recipes are created each week by the culinary team. Mm-hmm. So and they're not repeated within a year. So you get new shit all the time. You try a bunch
of awesome.
Stuff.
How many
things.
Do they have?
How many what?
Good for you.
How many what?
Like different
they have tons, dude. They have tons. You would never eat the same thing twice if you have them.
This girl just liked my picture.
I think. Don't even quote me on it. But they have a ton of
is
different
is she
things.
Coming home?
Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe, and it's pre-proportioned ingredients. Like I said, it can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. Check out this week's menu and get your two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement.
Davino, get on that.
I have to do it because, you know, I like to cook.
Two meals
I have
free.
No idea how to cook.
But
so
here's the
you
thing,
like
though.
To watch your mom.
But here's the thing.
Hell yeah,
dude,
she's good.
I've seen the instructions from these.
Same
right?
here. I so could cook though.
Me and my mom cooked one of these Blue Apron things once.
Psych.
And it's like
bonding
easy.
Time.
What?
Bonding time.
Yeah. Well, it's
she's a great woman. I love her.
It's easy though. They have all the instructions and the pictures and shit. It's like the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you want to say something about piss? Because I can't really go from piss to food back to piss. It's like a rough thing.
What was I going to say about piss?
I don't know.
I've just been home drunk before and, you know, I said the stories before. I never pissed myself ever.
What about shit? Have you shit yourself?
No, I've never.
Not drunk though.
And I never will.
Not drunk though.
I remember shitting myself when I was little.
You've sharted?
Yeah. Who hasn't sharted?
God.
Who in this room hasn't sharted?
Have you sharted?
No. I've shit myself when I was little on the baseball field.
Yo, you know what happened?
Both of my parents cleaned me up.
You know what happened to me?
It was a two-person job.
Dude, I was young and I was like, damn it. What's going on? Is that chocolate?
Hold on.
What is it?
Like last week, you know what happened to me? I like had like an itchy ass. So I itched my ass. And then I was taking a shit and I pulled my
groin
pants down. pulled my clothes. No. I was taking a shit and I pulled like my pants down and my boxers. And my boxers, it was a crazy skid mark. And I was
that's gross. Terrible. That's like 15 years old.
Skid mark.
Happens when we play football when we're 13.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, yo, that's terrible. Damn. That's gross.
I'm sorry.
Just washed my ass for a whole hour, just in the fucking shower, just scrubbing.
I'm sorry.
You give like, you know when you make a shark fin over your head, you have your hand like that? That's what I was doing. I had that like credit carding my ass.
You don't use like a woofah or a washcloth?
Please tell me what you just called that thing.
Is it called a woofah?
Woofah? It's a loofah.
Oh man. Just a fucking outletter.
Woofah.
Woofah.
Whatever. Woofah. Fuck you guys.
It's okay.
Leave me the fuck alone.
That's fine. Yeah, he will leave you alone with your little fucking Pokemon Go. This kid's walking around the street trying to catch
Stardew. I said Stardew. A Staryu. Oh, Gastly was on the fucking dashboard. Yeah. I was like, yo, get out of here, Gastly.
No.
Catch me. Anyway. That's my Gastly.
So for the people who don't know, this fucking Pokemon Go app is like sweeping the goddamn nation.
I'll kill him.
Legit sweeping it.
And probably Japan. They like all video games.
No one's sleeping there.
Listen, guys, advice. The best way of playing that game is when you're on the bus or the train because you're moving pretty fast and you're just catching and catching as you go.
Well, hold on, let me explain the game. I was doing it today and I was like, yeah, my virginity, man. Let me explain the game.
Wow.
So. What happens is, I mean, if you never, I'm not going to explain Pokemon to anyone because if you don't know what that is, then you're a fucking piece of shit. You had no childhood.
Stupid shit.
So anyway, this game, when you download it, it's like linked with Google Maps. So it's like your actual neighborhood, the way it's set up is like you can see it. And this guy walks around. As you walk around, the character in the game moves around. Mm-hmm. And then like Pokemon will just pop up and then you could catch them. And then you can go to certain places like...
Get Pokeballs.
Like a hospital is like a Poke Gym. So if you get near it...
Excuse you. Jesus Christ. That was good.
So if you get near it, you click on it and then you could start battling people with these Pokemon that you've caught around your neighborhood and shit.
I have a Bulbasaur.
So let me explain. So this is what happens, right? So if you... there's certain places that's like a gym. So if you go there, you could battle whatever. But what is happening is that fucking people... have just disregarded real life. It's completely shitty now.
Legends.
There was a video going around on Twitter.
It's a life of Sims now.
There was a video going around on Twitter. And there was just random like a bunch of people in Central Park in this one area. Everyone's looking at their phones and like flicking, like trying to catch Pokemon and like battling each other. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yo, I'm going to meet my next girlfriend there.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Dude, it's bad.
You're going to meet your next...
See, people like you.
You're going to meet your next girl to bring home.
Listen, I walked into the Nintendo store in Times Square, and they all fucking cracked their necks. I'm like, damn, that's the coolest kid in the store. I was like, that's right, bitch.
Oh, really?
I was the fucking cool kid. They were like, damn, it's a bully. Everybody look away.
That never happened.
They were in a circle playing their Game Boys. And I was like, yeah, motherfuckers.
Why were you in the Nintendo store?
Because I live.
Why were you there?
Why wouldn't you go to the Nintendo store to buy stuff?
What'd you buy?
I bought a Lego keychain.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait, so you went all that way
for a Lego keychain?
You guys want to fight me?
Yeah. What's going on? I'm wrong.
By the way.
I was wrong. You are the coolest kid.
By the way.
Nice keychain.
There's a jewelry store by CVS, wherever the fuck it is.
Get to the point.
The train station. They sell Lego watches.
See, now I need to get on that.
I'm over it.
I love the Lego life.
Listen, Pokemon Go is so fucking... It's dumb. It's fun, but it's dumb if you're going to let it consume you.
All three of us were on it in my car just now. We all caught the same Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm saying it's fun. It's not fun if you let it consume you like these people.
Yesterday.
Will you go out of your way? Drive to the fucking city.
I did.
To sit in one spot to catch a fucking Zapdos?
I drove to Elm Jack. I was... I gave this girl...
Zapdos is in the city?
I don't fucking know.
This girl was in my car and I was like, do me a solid.
Can you guys stop talking over each other? It's driving me crazy.
I was in the car with this girl yesterday and I was like, hold my phone and as I drive, catch Pokemon for me. And she was catching Pokemon for me. Yeah. So.
Yo,
when y'all are like, son, let me see your Pokemon. I'm like, I got like 50 and you all have fucking 8 each. Suck a dick.
Yo, you're the man.
That's right.
You have fucking 9 Pidgeys.
So
you're
what?
So awesome.
Dodos. Dodos.
What were you going to say?
There's a Zapdos in the city.
No,
there's a Gyarados in Rikers Island Creek.
Creek?
Rikers Island Creek.
Stop.
Dude, it's bad, though. You know what's going
to
happen?
Yo, I'll go to the city for Zapatos, I'm just saying.
So would I.
That's because, terrible. Yo, hold on a second.
What if I catch a Mewtwo on the Empire State Building?
Like, you on the really... Empire State Building?
Yeah. You're making me sick.
I won't go to the top of the Empire State Building to catch a Mewtwo. Shit.
It's $40 to get up there.
$40 to catch a Mewtwo, then.
Well spent.
Here's but what's you gotta happen. Walk up the stairs. You can't take
I won't. I won't go catch Pokemon in the city. Chill.
You know what's going to happen?
I caught a Pidgeotto.
Who cares?
Yeah, I do.
You know what's going to happen? What? Someone is going to be looking at their phone and just being like chasing a fucking, I don't even, like a chasing a fucking Togepi or some shit.
A Snorlax. Yeah. Chasing a Snorlax. He doesn't move.
You know, whatever. Chasing a fucking Arcanine or whatever.
Arcanine, wow, Arcanine. The tiger? He has blue balls too, right? Yeah.
He's fucking shit. On fire.
Just shut up for
orange
a minute,
balls.
So,
balls?
All right. So what's going to happen is these people are going to be chasing a fucking Rattata or whatever.
Rattata. A Rattata. A Rattata. A Rattata.
Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Yo,
Rat-a-tat?
Remember Arbok?
Rat-a-tat?
Yo, remember Arbok? How he said his name? He said it backwards.
Arbok.
Chobok.
First of all, Arbok backwards. What happens is Cobra,
when I?
You fucking
what happens
moron.
When I catch a Pikachu and
yeah, that's
all like,
that's
damn.
True. But no. He said his name fucking weird.
Listen.
I'm trying.
So what's gonna happen is these people are gonna chase fucking Staryus down the fucking street, get hit by a car, and then they're gonna call the fucking company go, "Hey, shut the fuck up, Davino." Yo, this kid. Yo, when someone talks. Don't talk over them. I'm going to cut your fucking mic off.
Sorry.
And then your head.
Continue.
So these people are going to chase fucking whatever the fuck down the street. He's trying so hard.
He almost went to him. A
magic card.
And they're going to get hit by a car and then they're going to sue Pokemon Go. Oh, your fucking game got me too distracted.
They got a lot of shit saying, like, beware your surroundings.
It doesn't matter.
No, when
you
matter.
When you open the game, it says beware of your surroundings.
Yeah, no,
it
doesn't matter. No, they can't get in trouble for it
exactly,
if they say it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You remember that fucking moron who bought a coffee from McDonald's and then spilled her coffee on her because she was trying to drink it while she was driving and then sued McDonald's saying, your fucking coffee burnt my lap. And
how
then
much
McDonald's,
is she in?
Like millions.
Fuck, man.
Hold on.
The things I could do.
This is the best one.
I would like to
with
gouge
like,
her
with like stupid
eyes out.
Suing. This is when Cruise Control first came out. Woman's in her RV. She's driving on the highway. She puts it on Cruise Control. Just puts her hands off the steering wheel, off everything.
Legend.
Goes in the back to cook eggs. It fucking veers off the road. She somehow survives. I don't know why. And then...
why did you survive, lady?
Right? And then she fucking sued the company because she said that... I thought Cruise Control was that it was just going to drive itself.
It's not
did she
Tesla.
Win? Did
and
she win?
Won.
How do you win? I thought Cruise Control... Yeah, you thought that because you're fucking dumb.
Hold
read
on.
The manual,
yo,
girl.
McDonald's got sued also by two people. Obviously, they got really fat off of McDonald's, so they
I
sued because
McDonald's.
They got fat. And the judge's case was, he actually said word for word to the judge, but the fries are so good they couldn't resist them.
Jesus Christ.
You know how much of a piece of shit.
And they fucking won millions.
I hate
That's
McDonald's.
Ridiculous. Dude, McDonald's, everyone just complains about McDonald's and how they just have unhealthy food. It's no secret. We all know it's shitty.
I hate McDonald's.
So why are you going there?
I don't go there.
Go buy a fucking banana from the guy on the corner
go
who sells
Freshco.
Them.
Go to FreshCo.
Dude, I don't even... eat a fucking...
I'd
how
rather,
much is lettuce?
I'd rather eat at Petco than eat at McDonald's.
Said dude. FreshCo.
Well, I said Petco because there's nothing to eat there.
You're going to eat...
Wendy's is
safe. I mean,
safe.
You could eat a couple of biscuits.
I don't get that. They're a service place. Yeah. You go there and you go, give me this shit, and they go, here, you can have it.
Do you know?
You don't have to go in there.
Do you notice how cheap everything is? Like, they want to sell people food that's so bad for you.
Exactly.
For a dollar.
Exactly.
And then people are going to buy, oh, it's so cheap. Here, son, have a cheeseburger and fries.
No.
And eat these nuggets. No,
yeah,
mom,
no,
I will die.
No, it's here's cholesterol
yeah.
and maybe your heart's going to stop.
Oh, can I get a McFlurry, mom? No.
You know what else is cheap? Fucking crack. You're gonna serve that to your kids too? No, because you know it's fucking bad for you and it's a drug.
If my kid goes, Daddy, can I get McDonald's? I'll fuck him up. I swear to God. Like, he'll never know what McDonald's is again. I will fucking beat the shit out of him. Dude. McDonald's, yeah, kill him.
You can't blame McDonald's.
Wow, you went from beating
to kill. No, I won't.
Jesus.
Imagine. You can't blame McDonald's for you walking in and buying shit from them and getting fat. So we all know it's fattening.
It'll kill you all.
Now, hold on. Taco Bell, I think, is way worse.
Taco Bell's a laxative. You eat it. You have to eat it while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yep.
You will shit
and die.
No, hold on. White Castle is like that.
No, White Castle, you're just eating bags of garbage. You
literally get through like a third of a burger, and you're like, wow, I got to get to a bathroom. Otherwise, I'm shitting where I'm sitting.
Even the buns at White Castle, I'm like, what the fuck? It's weird. I'm like, okay, there's plastic in this, obviously.
And I've seen two people eat a Crave case.
You would think that those burgers aren't even that bad for you because they're so small and they're grilled. No, bro, they'll kill you. They'll legit kill you.
They literally, like, if you go, like, this is, if you go to the supermarket, whatever falls on the floor, they pick that up and they throw it in a grinder. Mm-hmm. And those are chicken nuggets.
That's so gross. And fucking
those burgers.
So I think there's salmon bones in there.
Salmon bones?
I'm just thinking of anything. Tar.
Salmon bones.
Plaque from our teeth.
There's... Dude, it's bad.
That's that sweet and sour
sauce.
Dude,
if you're willingly going to eat fast food, just have someone spit in your mouth.
Eat 7-Eleven. It's safe.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
7-Eleven.
I'm sorry. Slime. I didn't mean spit. I mean shit. Have a person shit in your mouth if you're going to eat Taco Bell. If you're going to eat fucking McDonald's.
No, hold on. Taco Bell is diarrhea. There's no solid shit.
I do love
shit
Taco
there.
Bell, though. I bring Taco Bell to the Super Bowl party every year.
Yeah, you do.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's fucking freezing cold.
It's amazing. I buy it for you, Keith, honestly, and Thomas.
And do not eat fast food. Stop eating fast food. And stop drinking soda.
Oh, soda's gross.
So I'll just switch to beer. No.
Yo, you still drink soda, don't you, prick?
Yeah, Keith loves root beer.
You're disgusting.
Root beer is
drinking soda is like putting a pound on your body.
It's like you remember the candy that looked like a bottle and you dip it into the sour sugar and you suck on it? I'd rather choke on it.
Oh, the baby bottle pop.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
It's a I think that's death pop, in there. Baby bottle pop.
Yeah. Or the spice. You remember the Spice Girl lollipop? Remember the Spice Girl lollipops? I used to fuck on those.
Baby bottle pop.
Yo, I used to forget it.
What?
Used to suck on them?
Suck on two of them at once.
There you go. Oh.
What, the ring pop?
No, man, the Spice Girl pop. Remember when they were a big deal?
Spice? What was it? Like?
And then they had the wrestling ice cream.
Heel? I do remember that, dude.
The wrestling ice cream was the shit.
Yeah.
It was the tits back in the day.
It was.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, yo, what about the spray candy?
That still exists.
See, that stuff like is terrible.
Sour? Also.
First of all, you ever spray that and the wind is, it's like a windy day and you get in your fucking
in
eyes.
In the winter.
And you realize, oh God, this is poison.
Yep.
You get that shit in your eyes. You're like, okay, my eyes are burning. I can't fucking see.
It's worse than toothpaste.
You're just ingesting this shit.
It's worse than toothpaste in the eye. I'm telling you the truth. If my kid comes home with that shit, I'm going to fuck him up.
No, you're not. Again? You're going to take it from... Here's what's going to happen.
Your kid's
going
to hate
Hold
you.
On.
I don't hit my kids.
The other day...
You don't even have them.
I don't have kids.
The other day, Keith came home with some candy. It's like these...
Oh, Juicy Drop.
It's like called Juicy Drop, right? And it's like these sour gummy things. And then it comes with a fucking paint tube of fucking...
It's a pen.
Liquid sugar good dog shit.
You didn't eat that, did
you? And
you
squirt it on, and then you eat it.
You didn't do that, right?
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No.
I brushed my teeth right after, and then the next day, my teeth were killing me.
Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that situation?
My teeth were like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I don't even eat candy because my teeth hurt when I eat ice cream. I chew on everything. I chew on pudding. I chew on ice cream. I chew on a smoothie.
I'm chewing right
Dude,
now.
Clearly, you don't know how to fuck. Do you chew water? Do you not know how
Sometimes,
to drink?
Sometimes, man. I'll chew on soup. You know how people are like, why do you drink a drink with soup? I do. I used to drink milk with chicken soup.
Joe, what was that shit he used to do with his mouth?
Yeah, I was a little kid.
Joe,
remember
he had the braces and he had the rubber bands? What was that shit he used to do?
He used to just open
his mouth, yo.
Yeah. Yo, Dennis Strohsacker, stiff arm me. Remember at Memorial Field football? Ripped open my whole lip. Yeah.
How about, was it you, I think? We were playing stickball. I had braces. kid did a practice swing right in front of me, hit me right in
the face. I remember that.
Hit me right in the
face. Was it me? I think it was me. No. I hit Chelsea Stahl in the face.
Yo, you knocked off like six of my brackets on one side.
I think it was me.
And I had to go back to the dentist like right away because my wire came out and it was like poking almost.
Yo, that's face. Happened to me before and I cut my whole lip open and it was dragging. I had a droopy lip. I had to numb it with that. What do you call that numbing stuff that you buy from Genovese that tastes like cherry?
Oh, it's oral gel.
Yeah, I was ODing on that. I was a drug addict. Dude,
first of all, oral gel. I had my wisdom
put
tooth
on my
was,
dick.
My wisdom tooth was growing in and I bought that stuff. And, yo, it's incredible.
It's numbing pills.
It's wild.
Do you wisdom? Are you?
What's up? What's going on?
Are your wisdom teeth out?
No, they're all me there.
Mine, high fives.
Mine are still there.
But I'm missing
wisdom
four
club.
Teeth. Four adult teeth. I'm missing. I wasn't.
Where'd they
them.
Go?
I don't know.
Maybe
dude,
they're
I have a
they're
tooth.
On vacation.
Like I still have a baby tooth.
Because you eat candy with gel.
Got a baby dick.
You psycho.
This kid's pissing on his knee. I've never came close to pissing on my knee.
Pissed on my left toe.
I can't even piss
day.
On my thigh. I can't do any of that. If I piss my
I keep
pants.
I hit my balls. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the good times.
What? Okay. Enough. What the fuck are we talking about now?
I don't
now?
Know. I had something good too. Fuck.
I don't know, man. You gotta let me live a little. Sometimes I gotta dream. Sometimes I gotta eat toast. I don't even eat bread.
Yo, I haven't had toast in such a long
I'll
time.
I'll eat toast and bread.
What?
You know what I haven't had in ages? A grilled go. Cheese.
You know why you haven't had a grilled cheese? Because you're not fucking 7 years old.
Yeah. Wait, you wouldn't have a grilled cheese today? I make a
yo,
bomb grilled cheese.
Dude,
it's hard not to make one.
I put
it's
cheese six
and
different
bread.
Cheeses
yo, I know
in
girls
there.
That ooh. Don't even know how to make a cereal. Make
what,
a cereal.
What about
you
a case?
You can't even make a sandwich.
Make
yo,
a cereal.
A seven cheese quesadilla?
Okay.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Damn it, Napoleon.
Make
eat
yourself
quesadilla.
A dang quesadilla. Your chicken quesadillas? Fire, by the
where
way.
Where from Applebee's? I had one yesterday.
No, Crave. Over here.
Yo, but by the way.
Amazing.
Grilled cheese with hot sauce? Wow.
You know, I
anything like, with hot sauce.
That is fire.
Let me, hold on, let me just
clearly.
Give
clearly.
Let me give you guys and the listeners
it
a real.
It comes out.
Shut the fuck up.
Fire.
Why do you guys keep doing that? It drives me insane.
I'm silent as a rock.
Shit.
That's a song, isn't it?
Silent as
a
rock?
Rock?
Silent as a rock.
I've never heard that song. I don't know that song.
But the Bee Gees. No.
Quick red flag for you guys and everyone who's listening. If you know someone that needs their sandwich cut into a certain fucking pattern so that they can eat it.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Just piss in their on their face. Just do that. Because
yo,
that's all.
I'm so hungry, I'll eat it whole.
What?
Like, whatever it is. A sandwich.
Wait, you guys
wait,
eat
time
the
out. I got a question. Keith, what do you call the place that you borrow books from?
A library.
Fuck.
Why?
All right.
What do you think I was going to say? Barnes and Nobles?
I know what it's called, but I said library. I said library to somebody, and they're like, you fucking idiot. It's a library. I'm like, sorry.
What'd you call
it? I say
library,
too.
I say library.
Library.
I say, like, if I had to... If someone was asking me, I know it's a library.
What's, same.
What's some of those words that like people fuck up?
Simplify.
People always
simplify.
Some people always get at me for saying axe instead of ask.
I say axe.
I say axe.
Ask.
I was like, yo, he was asking me a question, and they all they hear is axe, like fucking axe.
Oh yeah,
you in the
from
neck.
New York, you New York guys.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to say ask, like
ask.
On the fly. I'm talking really fast in those videos. I can't just be like, oh yeah, the guy's asking me. Like, I can't, I just
asking,
can't do it, man. I'm sorry.
Or like, some people mess up strong.
Straw.
They say strong.
And you know,
straw.
Who the fuck says that?
Drawer.
Strong? Yeah, that sounds like Adam Sandler.
Or drawer. How do you, you know how you say you have your dresser?
Drawer.
Like, you draw, you draw. No, it's drawer. No, it's
yeah.
Draw.
Or fucking, what was another one?
I hate when people try to correct me. I'm like, yo, live where you live and let me live where I live.
Anyway, let's wrap this up real quick, all right? It's getting hot in here. I'm starting
hot
to sweat.
As D.
My ass is just wet right now.
Yeah, I just
want to
live
wet.
The dream young.
Okay. Keith,
I almost got a pee.
Shut again. Up, Keith. You did it again.
Jesus.
Can't end this thing.
What is wrong with you?
Both of you. It's fucking nuts.
What? Not me.
Stop talking.
Shh. Not Keith? Happy.
Keith, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You can contact... Okay. You can find me... at Twitter, at Keith Santagato, and Instagram, at Keith Santagato.
And Davino?
See, one name is perfect.
What?
Hmm?
What does that mean?
It's like the same name for your Twitter and Instagram. Not like a med.
He's got 10 different ones. Yeah. Underscores.
It's so bad.
I don't get that.
The underscore throws me off. Like, mine is Aunt Vino. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. My cell phone number, Aunt Vino.
Besides your gamer tag.
Shady Killa. Say what up.
Ahmed has Senegato, like, bro.
Shmedi, it's Ahmed, it's underscore, Ahmed, two
it
underscores.
It gets me so angry. 90. Like, what's the underscore y? For? The whole, like, I can't, I'm done.
Anyway, so what's your Twitter and Instagram?
My Twitter and Instagram is the same thing, Aunt Vino, A-N-T-V-I-N-O.
All right, thank you guys for showing up.
What's yours, Joe?
What's yours, Joe?
They know what it Show is if they're yours, fucking Joe. Listening to this.
Joe?
What do you think, they're fucking listening because of you guys? Probably, yeah. Yeah, they probably are.
Listen, everyone has work tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, if you're still here... If you guys are still here, still listening, go on the iTunes, the podcast
Why
app,
wouldn't they not
and
listen?
Review it and leave a
terrible comment.
Leave a comment. Strong comment.
Yeah. Leave a comment.
Leave today, a comment if you hate it.
Today I was looking at comments. One of them said, I listen to this when I smoke a bowl in my car. I was like, right on.
Well, that's safe.
And then another one was, it was like bunch of fucking idiots with a microphone in their mom's basement who think they're funny. What a waste of time.
That dude is just jelly.
He is so spot on. It's crazy.
Stupid jelly.
It was so fucking funny. Anyway, so leave a comment and fucking review it. And yeah, just spread the word. Or boy, I don't give a fuck. Don't spread whatever you got downstairs that makes you itch. Anyway, as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.